This is the continuation of the meeting we attended last week. About the LRA, our management. Today we're going to continue with over the, since we started, we have been chopping and changing that during the treatment. I don't think it's going to be more than a few days. While I'm going to be there, I think the purpose of today is to look at the changes that are made, and then we go plot by plot, we go it, and we go to get the results. I'm going to give this opportunity to.
Members will have a copy of the bill as introduced, the ANIF as for the credit applicant, and a B bill also as the credit applicant. And Chair, then we will read from the A list, but I will refer members to both the bill as introduced and the B bill, because due to the fact that there's a proposal for some clauses to be rejected, there's going to be a shift in numbering, so I will be aligning the clause number as in the B bill with the clause number for the B bill to keep track of the changes. So then if I can ask members to turn to page 2 of the A list, I will, we did do a proofread of the credo proof, but there are still a few typos that we will just point out for record purposes as well, to allow the legal team to ask credo to read those typos, just grammatical comments, full stop, and full stop. So then, in the A list, we have a proposed new clause following the request that the committee did to the National Assembly for an amendment. That then is not in the in bill as introduced, but it will become clause 1 in the B bill. And that then, Chair, has a small credo reason necessary. In the clause, the new clause as introduced refers to subparagraph A. It must be paragraph A. So that's a technical error that we will, with permission of the committee, then just ask you to correct here. Then we would require the committee to adopt the insertion of the new clause officially as clause 1 in the legal provision.
Thank you. Is there any comment from the member? Honourable Madam,
pause for the adoption.
Propose for the your proposal for the adoption. The proposal for adoption is seconded.
The A-list new clause, the first insertion of the A-list amended, and it is where section 27 has been replaced with section 23 records. As introduced, as per the committee's deliberation. regulations, some amendments have been proposed. In the B bill, due to the insertion of the new clause, the old clause 1 will read clause 2, and it is for the members to consider the adoption of the new clause 2 with amendments.
Then members, we move on to the A list, clause 3 proposed amendments, that is also then clause 3 in the bill as introduced. There was a mere technical grammatical or terminology, it was a long weekend, there was a change in terminology, for me. And then if members would see subsequently that clause, if adopted, you will read clause 3 in the B bill, but it has been typical for members to consider the adoption of clause 3 as introduced with amendments. Then if I can move on to a clause 4 of the bill as introduced. So that clause is not reflected in the A list because during committee deliberations no proposed amendments were highlighted. So I put that to the committee here as a clause 4 to be adopted without amendments for consideration.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, sir. With that adoption in chairperson, clause 4 in the introduced bill will read as clause 5 in the C bill. And then chairperson, clause 5 in the introduced bill is similarly not reflected in the A list because no proposed amendments were highlighted during deliberation. If members then approve of clause 5, it will ultimately read as clause 6 in the B bill. For the committee's consideration to adopt clause 5 as introduced with our amendments.
Any second? from one of them live. Our second birth was the dog. We'll go to the grave.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, then we move on to clause 6 in the A list. Just for record purposes, committee has already voted on clause 6 and that.
I just want the meeting to note that the very strong objection of the DA to the rejection of this law. Then how do you go with that?
Chairperson, I mean, thank you. That we have now have confirmation of the rejection. Then just to indicate the members, as we read on now, due to that rejection, the full numbering will align for a short period. So everything now in the bill as it is in the B bill until another clause is rejected will stay in line. Then, Chairperson, we have clause 7 as introduced. It's not reflected in the A list, it's not a proposed amendment to the finalised amendment to the deliberation. Chairperson, it is therefore for the committee to consider the adoption of clause 7 without amendment.
For record, support Thank you, Chair. On a point of order, if you do not want to miss a step, I propose that we just vote on this officially today, those in favour and those against.
How about that legal? No, it's the President calling you, Chair.
It doesn't change anything. All we want is that the record should show that the DA was against the rejection.
Sure. All
right. But if the vote was taken, we accept that.
No, then we pass. Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. Then that is the record as to clause 8A. The Chairperson members also proposed the rejection of clause 8B. That has not been voted on yet, and that is also reflected in the A that the Chairperson. So just for proper consideration, due to the fact that the first part of the consequential rejection, it is for the committee members to consider the rejection of 8C before the Chairperson. So clause 8 with amendments then for 8C protection.
Those who are for the for the rejection and then you will. What? Okay. Alright, so I just want to check that you don't need to. Honorable Khanan. Honorable Khanan, you're not.
No, I thought
we
are voting. They voted, now we are also voting.
We are
voting opposite.
How are you
voting?
It's so fine. Oh, okay.
Alright.
Yeah, okay. It's two. I've seen only two hands. The fundamental. Oh, yeah. Okay, now. Yeah, three. Can we move on?
Thank you, Chair. Then we move on to Clause 9 as introduced in the bill's table. Clause 9, Chair, no amendments were proposed during committee deliberation. So Clause 9 is up for consideration by the committee without amendments.
Over, Honorable William, that does not mean that we accept this clause. Move on for acceptance of clause 9. Any seconder? There's no seconder. Honorable Manager. Seconded. Is there any objection to this? Okay, let's move on.
Okay, and similarly, clause 10 is up for consideration without amendment.
10 without amendment, so I can move on. Honorable Manager.
I move that we adopt clause 10, Chairperson.
Is there any amendment?
Second, Chair.
Sorry, Chair. There's an objection. Oh, Honorable Underwriter.
Chairperson, on the A list that we've received today, may I just ask, on page 3, which starts with paragraph B, and then there's paragraph C that's still floating there. Is that one of the typographical errors? Is the wording just deleted off the list?
So then perhaps if I can just indicate, because there were a three sub-paragraphs and two of them have subsequently now been deleted, the C is also deleted so that the section merely reads section 67 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the deletion of subsection 9. So the C is also part of the deletion, but that's a technical amended deletion, just that it reads as a complete sentence in the legal. It is on for just for clarification, Chairperson, it's on page 5 of the legal. It is in line 27. So that's how it will read following the reject or the amendment of clause
8.
And Chair, clause 11 in the A list, and clause 11 also in the bill as introduced, has had small amendments, agreements and maintenance services and terms being inserted. So clause 11 is up for consideration by the committee with amendments.
Honourable William, Chairperson, I move that we adopt clause 11.
Move for adoption of clause 11. Any seconder? Honourable Madam? Seconder. Let's move on.
Thank you, Chair. Then clause 12, similarly to 9 and 10, had no amendments proposed by the committee. So clause 12 as in the bill as introduced is up for consideration of House amendment.
Move for adoption. Any further? This is all. Honorable Negan.
And second is the move, Chairman.
I thought that was not your contact. Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. Then if I can direct members to clause 13 in the aid list on page 3. Clause 13 is a proposed rejection by the committee. So it is for consideration now for record purposes for the committee to reject clause 13.
Clause 13, Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I propose that we reject clause 13.
Clause 13, proposal for rejection. Honourable
I second the move for the rejection, Chair.
Your hand was up. Oh, okay. Can we move on to the next?
Okay. So it's certainly been so rejected. Chairperson, then just to note to the committee members, the numbering will now again jump. So I will just align that. Then in the bill as introduced, we move to clause 14 in the A list, and also in the bill as introduced. There, the terminology has just been replaced, mediation becoming conciliation, and it is therefore for the members to consider clause 14 as introduced with amendments. Clause 14 will then subsequently, if approved, become clause 13 in the B option.
Clause 14. Any more? Honorable Khanana.
I move for the adoption.
Very second. Honorable Williams.
Second, Mr. Chairperson.
Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chief. Clause 15 in the bill as introduced has been also not reflected in the A list because no proposed amendments were highlighted during deliberations, Chairperson. So it is for the committee to consider clause 15 as introduced without amendment.
Clause 15 amended. Honorable Nadimba.
I move clause 15, Chairperson.
Honorable Khadar.
Thank you, Chairperson. With that, then clause 15 will be reflected as clause 14 in the B bill. Chairperson, then clause 16 as introduced in the bill is also not reflected in the A list as there is no proposed amendment. It is then up for consideration, clause 16, Chair, for the committee to consider without amendments and subsequently to read it as clause 15.
Consideration without amendments, any movement? Honorable Harari. Oh, I thought you had to have that. Yes.
I move that we adopt.
Move for adoption, Honorable Negenberg.
And second, we move.
Second, Dr. Lewis.
Sorry, Chairperson.
Honorable Thunder, please.
Ask on the old clause 15, now clause 14, the following wording. Disputes about minimum services and about whether. That second about just reads, seems to be out of place there. In the section 73 of the Principal Act, A, by the substitution for the heading of the following heading, disputes about minimum services and, I will just go straight to whether a service is an essential service. Is there a specific legal reason why the about must be repeated there? If it seems clumsy.
Thank you, Chair. There's no legal consequence for about the mere preferential or as introduced by the Department of the Grace for Haiti. It is up for the committee members to change it. And also, Chairperson, just to highlight that Haiti won't affect legal interpretation, so therefore it's up to the committee to be where it has amended to fit.
May I then propose that, the heading be changed and that the second about be removed?
As a suggestion, pleasing. Can we, will it be, what weight will that word carry? Because if it's not that much, we could leave it to you. So it's kind of, you know, commas here and there. There will be spelling errors at the end. The changing of the numbering of the pages and the classes. Those to me are just technical things that could be done outside the meeting. And that is one of us feels strongly that we need to change the size of the comma. Honorable Madam.
Not good English, that's really what it is. You know, about, you know. We are the one about to be now.
I suggest that we leave it to the... Oh, okay. Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, due to the fact that it's, this is going to be an amendment that will have to be reflected in the A-list because it's the deletion of a word, the other commas and full stops that we're referring to is something that might be reflected in the A-list but was not carried over by PIDO in the Beagle, or PIDO put it in the Beagle but did not carry it or did not reflect it in the A-list as per the committee's wishes. This one, Chairperson, is the second about will have to be deleted. We can't do that of our own accord. There will have to be a committee decision for that to be reflected in a vote, for it to be reflected, even though it doesn't have legal interpretation consequences. It still has to be included in the A-list, and we don't have authority to do that without the committee.
Okay, let's discuss the problem. I think it's
my proposal still stands, and it seems to me I've got support on that, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I think we should put Honorable Williams.
Chairperson, I don't see anything wrong with that. And as, it says here disputes about minimum services and about whether a service is an essential service. So that's fine. Two abouts are fine. There's no problem with that in English, as for my mother tongue. Afrikaans and...
You know what?
There's
an old man from my village, the village across the river from my place. He grew up speaking Northern Sotho, but he ended up teaching English children how to speak English. His name is Professor Siyamphahlele. He was teaching English children how to speak English. So, you don't have to be English to.
Thank you, sir. I think the exercise of today is as a result of the work that the committee has done. We have identified areas where there has to be changes and areas where we reject and others don't reject. The sole purpose of today, as the parliamentary legal team has indicated, that there will be commas, but they never made reference to changing or deleting some words. So there's no material effect in relation to these two about. We can't say today we must delete a clause for them to come back next time with another A list. Because the implication is that there must be another A-list that will come. So therefore, Chairperson, I'm supporting that it stay as it is, because it makes sense of what will be disputed about in what operation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I just say that I think this process, I don't have any problem with either, but if it remains the way it is, it doesn't change anything. It's just that it doesn't, it may not sound nicer to one's ears, but I don't think we should, we're not studying, we're not discussing grammar. Let's not listen to English 101. Honorable Mayor,
this is what you're saying, it's not about nothing, it's nothing about.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Chairperson, then I would just like to confirm whether the record has reflected in both on clause 16 as introduced. Without amendment, just we jumped now from one. I think we jumped the clause back, and I'm not certain whether a vote was recorded on clause 16 without amendment. Okay. Thank you, Chair. Then, members, on page 2 of the A list, clause 17, clause 17 in the bill as introduced, which will then be reflected as clause 16 in the B bill. Chairperson, it is up for consideration with amendments for the committee.
Thank you, sir. I can see that he doubts whether we voted on clause 16. We did. We're about to move. And then Honorable for the best reason said before we move, he then identified what he saw. So we did vote on clause 16. I can see that that doubted. But I'm raising my hand to move for clause 17 as amended.
Where are we? Dr. Lewis, where are we?
Chairperson, it is up, so 17 with amendments is up for consideration by the committee.
Which I've already moved.
Yeah, now you're going to step by step. You're moving far ahead of the
problem.
We move on, Honorable Nikamba. Any second? Honorable Makubera Mashere.
Chairperson, I second the
motion. Is there no objection? No objection. Advocate Obonka. Who did you advocate today? Oh, I got no, I have avocado.
Thank you, Chair. Then, Chairperson, section or clause 18 in the bill as introduced is not reflected in the A list because there was no proposed amendment highlighted by the committee during deliberation, Chair. So, clause 18 as introduced, which will subsequently be clause 17 in the B bill, is up for consideration without amendment.
I move for the other two members.
Honorable Williams.
Chairperson, thank you. I'll second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Then, similarly, clause 19 as introduced is also up for consideration of our amendments for the committee. And if clause 19 has been approved, it will subsequently be clause 18 in the bill.
Any mover? Honorable Haran.
I move from that was 19 years ago.
Four? Yes. Any second? Yes, sir. Honorable Haran.
A second, the move, Chairman.
Second, Honorable Dr. Lewis.
I don't think that's a motion that's been approved. Thank you. Chairperson, then clause 20 in the bill as Clause 6. The Chairperson, that one is then to be deleted in the Beagle. So that will not be reflected in the Beagle either. And due to the rejection of Clause 20, the clauses will then jump another one with that.
Honorable Madam,
thank you, Chair. In the interest of good order, the objection of the DA noted, the rejection of the
motion.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying we want the objection of the DA noted, that motion should not have been rejected.
Honorable Harare.
In the interest of consistency, I also consequentially wanted to load my
Thank you very much.
The clause to stay rejected.
Rejected by the agenda.
I second the very progressive move to reject this clause.
Okay, we are divided on this one.
Thank you, Chair. Then Chairperson, if I can direct members to the bill as introduced, the clause 21 there, which will subsequently read as clause 19 in the B bill, is up for consideration of our amendment, Chairperson.
Yes, I move that we adopt clause 21 as proposed. Thank you.
Honorable
William. I second Honorable William.
This time, Honorable Khadar seconded Honorable William.
Any day now, you're going to come back.
You can pay for some more. Wishing you luck too far.
Thank you, Chair. Then Chairperson, on page 3 of the ADIS, there's amendments reflected to clause 22, which has been clause 22 in the bill as introduced, which will subsequently read clause 20 in the B bill. So clause 22 is up for consideration with amendments, Chairperson.
Amendments of Honorable William.
Chairperson, I move for this clause to be adopted.
Move for adoption, Honorable Madam.
Second, Chair.
Second,
Thank you, Chair. Then, Chairperson, we move to clause 23. In the A list on page 4 for members, and then clause 23 in the bill as introduced is up for consideration with amendments, Chairperson, and if so approved, will then subsequently be clause 21 in the B bill.
Honorable Khadar.
I move for adoption.
Move for the adoption in the second number of the machine.
I second the move.
Dr. Liu.
Thank you, Chairperson. And then other members, clause 24 in the A list has proposed amendments, which will then also be clause 24 in the bulletin sheet. And that then is up for consideration with amendments, Chairperson, to subsequently be referred to as clause 22 in the B.
Number 32.
I move for adoption. Yes. second is the move of clause 24. Thank you. Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chairperson. With that then, clause 24 will be reflected as clause 22 in the legal, Chairperson. And then similarly, clause 25 is reflected in the A list with proposed amendment. That is an up for consideration, Chairperson, for the committee. Yeah, clause 25 are the amendments, and it's also clause 25 in the bill as introduced.
Chairperson, I move the adoption.
I second the proposal to make the Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. Clause 26 similarly reflects proposed amendments in the A. And then clause 26 also is the clause referenced in the bill as introduced. It is up for consideration with amendments, and once so approved, if members so wish, it will be read as clause 24 in the bill. So that is clause 26.
Chair, I move that the clause which will, whose number will change be adopted.
All the numbers are seconded in advance.
Chairperson, I second that proposal.
Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then if I can direct members to clause 27, and it will be a similar provision for clause 28 in the A-list. Those two clauses refer to the clauses on which the committee met with the CC on justice, in which agreement was reached that the clause be rejected and the CISO reflected in the A-list, but no final vote has been taken on that, Chairperson. So for that reason, clause 27 is up for consideration as a clause to be rejected by the committee.
Honourable Khadari.
I move for the rejection.
Honourable Comrade Williams.
Thank you, Chip. I didn't want us to get confused with the other Williams in the room. Chipperson, I move that 27 be rejected, second, but it gets rejected. Thank you.
Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then clause 28 is similarly up for both for proposed rejection.
Honourable Williams.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that we reject clause 28.
Honourable Matao.
I second.
Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then, Honourable Members, clause 29 in the bill as tabled was introduced, has no proposed amendments, so clause 29 is up for consideration without amendments, and that then will subsequently read clause 25 in the B bill. That's clause 29, Chairman.
I
move that clause 29 will be 25, be adopted.
29, which will be 25, should be adopted. Any seconder? Any seconder? Honourable Honourable Taser. Come to the chair. For record purposes, Honourable Honourable Taser, will you put into the machine?
Yes, I second that.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, then similarly, clause 30 as introduced in the bill has no amendments reflected in the A list, and that is then clause 30 up for consideration of art amendments and then to be read as clause 26 in the B bill, Chair.
Honourable Chair.
Chairperson, I propose that we accept clause 30.
Accept that clause 30. Any seconder?
Honourable Madam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then with clause 31, it is a similar clause that was considered during the joint meeting of the PC on Justice, where there is reference to the Minister of Justice in or deletion in that section, and there was agreement, Chairperson, that that section of clause 31 should be omitted. That then still requires a formal vote by the committee, so clause 31 is up for consideration with amendment, Chairperson.
Clause 31, Honourable Member. Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I propose that that clause be rejected.
And the seconder. Honourable Madam.
Second, Chair.
Chairperson, if I can...
Dr. Durban.
If I can clarify then for record purposes, is that then just a vote on 31A?
Chairperson, I just want to correct my proposal. I propose that clause 31A be rejected.
31A be rejected. And we haven't voted on this one earlier. Yeah. Any seconder for this?
Honorable Williams is on the move to reject everything. So I was confused because we did not reject the whole trust. So I moved the trust which we have not rejected. But not part of the part of our trust 31, which was not rejected.
As amended. Yeah. Okay, so we are together on this one. Do you need to show of hand? No. There's no objection to this rule. But it's seconded by who? Who is seconded?
I seconded.
Oh, Mutau, other one without seconded. Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then, members, clause 32 in the bill as introduced is up for consideration without amendment.
Consideration without amendment. Honourable Williams,
I propose we accept this clause, Chairperson.
Any member left? Honourable Williams,
I second the proposal.
No objection. We can move on.
Thank you, Chair. So with those two votes, then just for record purposes, section 3 or clause 31 will then read clause 27 and clause 32 will read clause 28 in the bill. Chairperson, and similarly, clause 33 in the bill as introduced is up for consideration without amendments, and if so adopted will read as clause 29 in the bill.
Any seconder? Honorable Khanani.
Second.
Mover. You are the mover. I want the seconder. Yes. You can't do that. Honorable Khanani, what is it?
I will support the honourable, but Chair, may I also ask a question? Why did we say that section 33 is rejected? Clause 33 was also rejected. Shouldn't that be recorded as well?
Chairperson, if we can clarify, that's one of the clauses that was retained following the discussion, because that goes to it's an entire provision almost. It allows for the filling of positions for judges. It doesn't go into the powers of the Minister of Justice as the other clauses.
Thank you, Chairperson. I accept that explanation.
for one or other reason, I drew a line through it on my notes. Thank you.
Do you do less ballpoint?
That's correct.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 34 is a clause that was there was agreement on in the joint meeting of the PC on justice for rejection. I think that's perhaps where the confusion comes in, Chairperson. So clause 34 in the bill as introduced was agreed to be rejected, but a formal vote is still required.
Okay, I move for the rejection of Clause 34. What do you think?
Rejection of Clause 34. Other movement?
Seconded.
On the other hand, or not sure for Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. With that, both then Clause 33 in the bill is introduced, we'll read at 29 in the bill, and then with the rejection, it will jump that. There's now a Clause 35 up for consideration, which will subsequently be Clause 30 in the Beagle. Clause 35 then, Chairperson, if members can turn to page 5 of the A-list and propose amendments. So Clause 35 is up for consideration with the amendments.
Engaged and employed. Honorable Hanan.
I move for the adoption of the clause with amendment.
With amendment, any second, Honorable Negema.
I don't remember me seconding Honorable Hanare, that's why I'm raising my hand. I'm seconding.
Dr. Good.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then, Honorable Members, Clause 36 is not reflected in the A-list because there was no proposed amendment. So Clause 36 is up for consideration by the committee without amendment, Chairperson, and that will then subsequently be read as Clause 31 in the meeting.
Clause 31. I move that we adopt this clause, Chairperson. Adoption. Any second there?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. Clause 37 in the bill as introduced then is also up for consideration without amendments, Chairperson, to be subsequently read as Clause 32 in the bill.
32.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then we return to the A-list proposed amendment, and on page 5 there we have clause 38, which is up for consideration as a clause to be rejected, Chairperson.
Yeah, honorable
I move, sir. I believe it has already been seconded before I move.
Move any seconder? Honorable Williams.
Chairperson, I second.
Okay. Honorable Williams seconded. If there's no objection, I think we are going to pay.
Thank you, Chair. Then, Honourable Members, in the bill as introduced, Clause 59 has no proposed amendment, so it is up for consideration without amendment.
Consideration without amendment. Any
Then you move the Honorable Khadari.
I move it for the adoption.
Any second? Honorable Mutabu.
Thank you, Chair. Then on page 20 of the bill as introduced, clause 40, similarly has no proposed amendments reflected in the A list, so clause 40 is up for consideration without amendments.
Honourable Williams, on your point of view.
My point of confusion, Chairperson, I just want to check. I'm going back again, I'm sorry about this. Clause 38. I'm confused, is that on page 18 of the new B list?
Clause 38.
Thank you, Chair. Other members, because it was a proposed rejection in the A list, clause 38 is not included in the B list at all. It has been left out.
Again, my friend, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. I think if my notes are just to check, I think it will require a final vote on clause 40. Can you check with the committee secretary?
Outstanding. Honorable William.
Chair, I proposed that we adopt clause 40.
Honourable Khadari.
I second Honourable William Smith now with that.
Welcome. Dr. Lu.
Thank you, Chair. Then for record purposes, clause 39 and 40 as introduced will be 33 and 34 in the Beagle. Jefferson, then we have in the A list again, if I can direct members there, clause 41. A proposed amendment, clause 41 as introduced, is then up for consideration with amendment, Jefferson.
43 amendments. 41 amendments. I'm rushing. Any mover, Honorable Khanani?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Madam? Dr. Lewis?
Thank you, Chair. Clause 41 then as amended will read clause 35 in the people. Jefferson, then we have clause 42 in the bill as introduced, which is not reflected in the A list. That is a mere a heading substitution, and that is an up for consideration without amendment.
Consideration without amendment. The name of Honorable Khadar.
I move for adoption.
For adoption. Any second? There is no second.
Chair, I will second the move.
Thank you, Chair. Then we move on to clause 43 as introduced. Just to highlight to members, there is a pre-dot typo in this specific section. If members can look at page 5 of the A list, clause 43, the third item, the third line of that proposed paragraph C. The third item reads on page 21 after line 4 to add the following paragraph. Then in that paragraph, the third line says services were provided for or provided. It should read services were procured for or provided. And that should then to properly reflect the instruction of the committee from previous deliberations. And that then will also be reflected or communicated to CREDA to correct immediately following this meeting. petition for that evening, for that correction taking into consideration and the proposed amendments reflected in the A list, clause 43 is up for consideration with amendments by the committee and then subsequently to be read as clause 37 in the B list. That clause 43.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the clause amendment.
Moving for adoption, any second? Any second? There is no second. I'm going to move for the motion.
Chair, I second the proposal.
Second, that proposal.
Thank you, Chairperson. The members clause 44 in the A list has a long list of amendments, but those are the service to services and service and services, it's those grammatical some changes, and then the six to the that was changed to the subsequent to the previous instructions by the committee. Clause 44, Chairperson, is as introduced, is then up for consideration with amendments and subsequently to be read as clause 38 in the B bill. That's then as clause 44, Chairperson.
No, 44.
I move for the adoption of clause 44.
Chairperson, I second with the amendments, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair.
Honourable, yes. Please note the objection of the you have this up. Honourable,
Chair, I concur with my colleague. We strongly object to this amendment.
Okay. No objection. I noted.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then members, on page 24 of the bill as introduced, there is a clause 45 which is not reflected on the A list. There's no proposed amendments to clause 45, Chairperson. So that section is an up for consideration without amendments.
Honourable William,
I propose that we accept clause 45.
Thank you, Chairperson. Clause 3.5 will then subsequently read as clause 3.9 in the Bible. And then just below that is clause 46. Similarly, no amendments were highlighted during committee deliberations. So clause 46, which will subsequently read clause 40, is then up for consideration of our amendments.
Chairperson, I propose we adopt clause 46.
Thank you, Chair. Also then clause 47 as introduced, no proposed amendments, so clause 47 is up for consideration of our amendment. Thank you, Chair. Clause 47 then will subsequently read as clause 41 for record purposes in the D bill. Chair, then just redirect members back to the A list. There is a proposed amendment to clause 48 on page 8 of the A list. So clause 48 then is up for consideration with amendment.
Honourable Khadar.
I move for the adoption of clause 48.
Adoption point. Any second? Honourable William.
Chairperson, I second the move.
Second, Dr. Gould.
Thank you, Chairperson. Clause 48 will then subsequently read clause 42 in the legal. Chair, then there is on the A list reflected a new clause insertion, just an amendment to the long title. So that new clause has been up for consideration to be inserted by the committee chairperson. That clause will subsequently, if adopted, be reflected as clause 43 in the B bill.
Honourable member.
So I move for the adoption.
Move for adoption. I second.
Thank you, Chair. Then there is a clause 49 in the B bill. In the bill as introduced, with no proposed amendments for consideration by the committee to be adopted after amendment.
Any movement?
A motion for adoption.
Move for the adoption. Any seconder? Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I second.
Thank you very much. Dr. Lewis.
Then, Chairperson, clause 49, so adopted, will read as clause 44 in the people. Chair, then, in the final clause introduced, clause 50, there is amendment reflected in the A list, so clause 50 as introduced is up for consideration with amendment.
I move for the adoption.
Sorry, Chair, I've asked this before. Can I just ask, so you still believe that the date of this act should then, when it goes into that, from status from being a bill to an act, that it still must be 2012?
Chairperson, as we understand it, it's practice of that should be done, that is in that original date, so to retain, because it still has to go through a process, and the president still has to agree to the bill. So that will be a change that is affected by, as the bill goes through the normal process, it gets assigned an act number, and then subsequently those changes will be affected. But if the change is here, it has a knock-on effect, so every step it will go through the appropriate. I think if our colleague Ms. Williams wants to add or give more clarity.
Thank you. You said the bill will keep the numbers introduced, so all the dates in the bill stay the same, but if the president is trying to solve the fluctuation of the date, the number will change. But one also needs to remember is that this act, different sections covers the operation at different times. So that section will be affected. That's why here they got the not the same subsection one coming to operation, section 188 is extended under the date which is applicable. So those dates will be reflected in the proclamation as such. So the proclamation will indicate when this act comes into operation and when which sections come into operation. So that will basically automatically change. Like even though the people is now 2013, we'll still have 2012 when they have a CND bill with to go to the NTO pandemic change, and it will be 2012. Because the bill has the date as it reduced, and the date of the act will change when it, it's an act about proclamation and it's to do.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Then just for keep it everything final and on record, Chairperson, on page 8 of the A list, then there's just a reflection of the long title being replaced. Subsequent to all the clauses of members now adopted and rejected, certain amendments to the long title is required for instance balloting will linger out. So you take a referral to those clauses, anything that's linked to that clause will then consequently be deleted from the long title. So there is a new long title for members to consider at the end of page 8 of the A list.
Chairperson, if I may just indicate the long title in the A list. We haven't redrafted the A list, it's not our own words. The only thing that we have done is we've deleted those bits that were not applicable. So it's actually a long title rejected because we've taken out the whole and then put it back and taken all the extras that were no longer necessary. So that's essentially what that paragraph captures at the bottom.
New long title for our consideration. Any more?
Chair, okay, no.
Chair, may I just ask, actually, Chair, if
this long title does not refer to the regulation of temporary employment services. Have I missed it? If not, then I propose that it be included. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can just direct members, on page 8, then I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. It says in temporary employment services, and it starts with to further regulate the inquiries by arbitrators to provide greater protection for workers placed in temporary employment services to regulate the employment of fixed term contracts. With that phrasing, then that temporary employment service focus is placed in the long title.
That's exactly how it was in the introduced bill. We never changed that wording. We just took out the irrelevant part.
The present law already regulates the temporal employment. That's what we did was to build in protection for the vulnerable worker. We did not introduce regulation because it's already there.
Okay. Are we all happy?
I move because I'm happy.
Honourable Mokemba moves.
Memo, it will actually align to the sections which are now before the committee. So for instance, where we would have had the old 44, which dealt with the temporary employment services of people earning below the earning threshold, that will now be 38 in our diesel. And if members look at the object memo, the highlight tool 38 in the diesel will now pick up exactly. So we've renumbered and shaped the object memo, and that's just to be placed on record before the committee, that that's cleaned up as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I think that's noted. We're talking about what? From
members will note from page 24 in the table.
24 on what?
The object memorandum. The object memorandum is not technically part of the bill. But obviously, after the second reading debate, when the B-Bill is then an official bill, if somebody picks the bill up, the B-Bill presented from this committee, they should then be able to see that, oh, this is what the committee did, and the clauses in the objects memo would align to the clauses in the bill. We couldn't keep the objects memo because of the substantial changes. The numbering had to change.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think that's noted and recorded. If there's anything else that anybody wants to raise,
may I just ask, you are therefore happy under the long title that we say that this vote is to regulate the employment of fixed-term contracts. Under fixed-term contracts, so do you employ a fixed-term contract? It just doesn't make sense.
Once again, see, that is the wording we're interested in. We never changed any wording. So
I'm not blaming
you. No, I'm just saying. So if there's an amendment, then that's what the committee members need to look at. We never changed any of those words. We just copied it.
Do you want to make any specific proposal on the
financial? If you would tolerate that, I would really appreciate it. It just doesn't read right to me to say to provide greater protection for workers and then to regulate the employment of fixed-term contracts and part-time employees.
Constitution to regulate employment under fixed contracts. Something like that, but again, that doesn't sound to me as good English.
Yes, Honorable Nkemba.
Chairman, I think there is no worker who is called a fixed term contract. So a fixed term contract is what is required by a particular establishment. So the word, there's nothing wrong with the wording as it is now. Rather than to say off fixed term contract, because it is an establishment that has a type of an employment which is of fixed in nature. Thank you, sir.
I think for the unless if there's anybody else, I think the word employee is intended to cover both fixed term contract and part time employee. So rather than putting the word employee, so if it was only for fixed-term contracts, I suppose it would have read to provide greater protection for workers placed in temporary employment, to regulate the employment of fixed-term contract employees. I think that's how it would have read, if it was only covering fixed-term contracts. So the word employees is intended to cover both fixed-term contract employees and part-time employees. Are we happy with that?
Happy.
Are we happy?
Not happy.
Okay. All right. But I think we all generally agree. Thank you. Is there any other thing? Honorable Nyakemba?
Thank you, sir. Just to know from the parliamentary legal advisor, what is the process now after today? We have voted on each and every clause, we are clear of which clause.
Okay. Can we not get to that now? Can we close up on this and say that we have dealt with everything? Thank you. So we are in agreement with most of the things. Yeah. Now, just before we get into the process, what the width of the parties have agreed on is that the bills should be tabled on Thursday in the National Assembly. Now, our discussion with the chair and the secretary of the committee was that we have a draft report ready, wherein we will then include whatever new things that arise from this meeting into the report, and we have a short break to consider the draft report, and that we then adopt that report so that it then is able to be presented before the National Assembly. So that's at least the process on our part. That's what we're going to do. Can I allow you to respond to the questions under the agenda?
Thank you. You took the words out of my mind. That's what I was going to say, was that the understanding is standard is that the second reading debate is scheduled for this Thursday the 20th, and that obviously the committee would have to report on the board so that can be in the ACC to be reported on and ready for the National Assembly to do a 3-day suspension for the bills to proceed on Thursday. And as far as my understanding goes, that then brings the 134 to sign, that brings the process on the ball to an end, subject to, of course, the clear proof that we will have to look at this option with those minor technical changes. And then also the front page of the A-list will change from saying as proposed to as agreed to. So when the terms come out, that is how the front cover will look. So the next round of the terms that the members will receive will actually just indicate that it's now an A-list agreed to and not proposed. And also that the B-ball will only become the B-ball after the investor meeting. The only reason why the B-ball was before the meeting this morning was because of parliamentary practice. We have to have the board committee. And also that the members can then contextualize to see whether they, but after today's meeting, we can't physically say we have a B-ball. We have an introduced ball with amendments, and after the second reading debate, we will have a B-ball.
Okay, thank you. Whether we've got a cut. Oh, it was on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. It is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the Labour Relations Amendment Bill dated 18 June 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having considered the subject of the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, B-16-2012 National Assembly, Section 25, refers to it and classified by the Joint Taking Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments B-16A-2013, report to be considered, and provides for the chair to sign. That's the report of all the Honorable Nyakemba.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the report.
Okay.
After you.
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. That's what I was reading now, unless if you want to fill it. Okay. Seconded, Honorable Hanari, Honorable Williams, all in chorus. That brings us to the end of this part in relation to the report. Chair, we hand it over back to you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Nyakemba, Chairperson, I think it was handed over to you before Honorable Hanare second to be recorded on the record. He just said, he nodded his head, and that record didn't capture that. Any second? Honorable Hanare.
I second the report as read.
Yeah, everything is right. The point is agreed to. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Is there some outstanding things on the basic conditions of employment? Nothing. So we've done everything in as far as the business is concerned. Is there some outstanding thing that we need to deal with before? Honorable Members,
Chairperson, you know that we've got serious reservations about this bill and the effect that it will have on already high unemployment figures. But that aside, I want to put on the record serious appreciation for the support that we've received during these very long deliberations from both the State Law Advisor's Office, represented here by Ms. Williams, as well as from the parliamentary legal team. As a matter of fact, I believe that before we joined Parliament, there was a time when Parliament did not even have such a service. And I think through this these last few months and this exercise, we have really seen the value of their services. I admire them for their neutral and correct way, the fact that they've never taken any stance for or against any of these clauses, but that they have pointed out the technical issues in a completely unbiased way. I admire them for that, and if I may propose, sir, I would like to propose that we as a committee also thank them for their services in this regard. Thank you.
Any other person want to comment before we move on?
You do that on our behalf, all of
Advocate Gordon.
Chairperson, considering that we just had a baby this morning, so we qualify for 4 months maternity leave.
No, I was going to say that, let me take this opportunity again to thank everybody, all members in this portfolio committee, that we went through a very difficult period dealing with matters that are very close to our hearts and the kind of passion that people engaged with these matters show that I've got no doubt in my mind about commitment of everybody in this committee to addressing issues of vulnerable workers. And again, for your untiring endeavors to make our country know and the whole world that as this committee and as South Africa, we believe and we're committed to the struggle to ensure that workers' rights are human rights. They should be treated as that. And let me thank the team, Mukalipe and his team, the department, and the Palestinians. The Minister's Palestinians, the Minister's Palestinian is our Palestinian. So, and thank him too for having kept fires, burning, between the Minister's office and ours. We thank you very much, Nawakabaza, all your contributions all this time. Telling us what the processes are and procedures and what are the real issues as different from side issues. And again, let me thank both the legal teams, Parliament and state law advisors. My experience with law, with government and laws, are that we cannot trust those people. They said they'll send you to jail. Law advisors sent me to prison many years ago. It's for the first time that I can actually smile near one. These are law advisors, big law advisors of our own. This is a people's government, so you are people's law advisors. We thank you very, very, very much. And the fact that you could deal with these matters, I know you are affected too as individuals, as citizens of the country, but still be able to rise above what your experiences are and what the reality is, and give us an objective advice on what is happening. I've had my own side where I experienced you differently from other members. They think you speak softly all the time, but sometimes when we're in our meetings, little briefings, they'll say in the chair, you are doing it this time. And thanks for those advices. Because when I miss a point and say today is Wednesday, you don't say salute, you say no, but it is Tuesday, the last time I checked. Maybe you should look at that. There's something wrong with the calendar you're using. And this is the kind of advice we need, objectivity. And the passion in which you were presenting yourself and let me say again thanks to PMG. PMG has been consistent. We always find them here. They are the first to arrive and they are the last to leave. Thank you very much. Our democracy needs institutions like yours to keep us in line. But at the same time, we've been willing, even in the past, to share information with us where there are gaps in terms of our recording. Thank you very much. And even when our systems were not working, we were able to tap on the resources that you have as PMG. We thank you again. And those of us who were here all the time, thank you very much. We have minutes to deal with here. Let's see. Yeah. I think let's take a 10-minute break. Is it 10 minutes? Is it too much? Not because we have 12 minutes of the 5 and 11 and committee. No. I think we are done. Yeah, let's look at the minutes and then we close. Minutes of the minutes of the fourth minutes of the fifth of June. We see the
Chairperson, I move the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of June.
Adoption move. Any second? Any second? But in reality, Honorable Makuvela Mashere said it's a good one.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of June.
Thank you, Baya. Tuesday, the 11th of June. Page 2. And plus A3. Page 3. Any mover? Honorable William.
Chairperson, I move the adoption of the minutes of the 11th of June.
Thank you. Any seconder? Any seconder? That's physical, but you'll be double charged. Any seconder? Honorable Nagambo. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank
you so much. On the point of sorry. Honorable Khadar.
Well, I just want to say, please, on record, that the chief secretary taught me that you must never praise a fish for being able to swim.
Yes.
Well, Zolani deserves a very big thank you. Thank you very much, Zolani.
No, but the fish is swimming in the water. Can't say, oh, the fish is not swimming.
No, no, but it's not swimming.
Thank you.